Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina maulana Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Nahmaduhu wa nasalli ala rasulil karim. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Wa ilahukum ilahu wahid. La ilaha illa huwa ar-rahmanur rahim. وقال تعالى أيضا رب المشرقين ورب المغربين. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لغدوة روحة في سبيل الله خير من الدنيا وما فيها. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أيضا من كان آخر كلامه لا إله إلا الله دخل الجنة. صدق الله العظيم. One day when I had to go into the prison and I had a group of the Muslims who we give lessons and counseling on my right side, and on the left side there was a group of Christians where the priest was preaching Christianity to them. So when the Muslim brother when he was about to read his Quran, so I told him that you're going to read the Kalam of Allah now. Now you're going to read the Quran now. That priest, maybe about 20 minutes, 30 minutes, he was preaching there, was preaching to his followers. But your one ayat of the Quran is more valuable than his preaching. The Kalam of Allah. Our relationship and ta'aluk with Allah. We came for Fajr Salah this morning. It's because it's the quality of Iman. To be connected with Allah. To recognize Allah. The other day I was telling one brother that when the muazzin calls out the azan, it's not the muazzin, it's a call of Allah. He's calling you to the hukam of Allah. That is where when a person has to understand the hukam of Allah, he has to recognize that now what is more important to me, that at this present moment, what am I doing? It's not of importance. It's not of value. I have to proceed towards the masjid. Hayya al-salah, hayya al-falah. That I have to proceed to the masjid. I have to stand in front of Allah. I'm going to communicate in front of Allah. أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك. That you stand in such a way that you know you are standing in front of Allah. That is how Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he used to perform salah, he couldn't go into ruku. When he went into sajda, he couldn't come up from sajda. Because why? He's in front of Allah. How can I be more and more with Allah? How can I have the love of Allah? The reality of Allah? The closeness of Allah? That is how when Sahaba and Rasulullah saw them in the student salah, that they recognized that who are we standing in front of? They had the yakin and the conviction. And that is what this effort is all about. To bring Allah in our hearts. To remove everything. Nothing can do. Many places in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains that everything is creation. Everything that you're worshipping is creation. Everything, all creation is in need of Allah. Nothing can benefit, nothing can harm. Nothing can hear, nothing can see. How many places in the Quran Allah is saying that when you worship anybody else, when you rely on to something else, that wherever you are worshipping cannot even create a fly. Cannot even create a mosquito. So weak. So we have to come, Hayyul Qayyum. We have to come onto that who is ever living, who is forever. We have to come on that Zat, on that being. that is the creator of this entire universe. He is the controller of this entire universe. To bring Allah in our hearts, to fill Allah in our hearts. That is why Sahaba radiallahu anhum, how many times when in their speech, when they felt so much of Allah in their hearts, so much of Allah in their hearts, that when they used to speak, they used to say, Ya Rasulullah, may our parents be sacrificed on you. What that statement means? It means that the value of their parents, Allah is more greater than the parents. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is more greater than their own parents. Leave alone everything else. Leave alone everything else. Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he used to speak to Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum, he used to say, Walladhi nafsi biyadi. That I take qasam on that zat, I take an oath on that zat, that in whose hands is in control of my life? It is Allah. That is why one of the du'as that Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us in the morning, Allahumma inni as'aluka khayra hadha al-yawm, fathahu wa nusrahu wa nurahu wa hudahu wa barakatahu wa a'udhu bika min sharri wa sharri ma ba'da. That the day is only in full control of Allah. Hidayat is only from Allah. Guidance is only from Allah. Whatever work you're going to do, the guidance can only come from Allah and nobody else besides Allah. Not my know-about, not my ability, not my intelligence. وَأَمَّا آدٌ فَاسْتَكْبَرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ وَقَالُوا مَنْ أَشَدُ مِنَّا قُوَّةً. When the people of Ad, when the Anbiya, when the Nabi gave da'wah to them, they said, we are strong people. We are strong people. We are strong. But then what it is said to them, they don't realize who is stronger than them. Who is stronger than them? Is that dead zat and dead being that has created them. Who has made them? It is not your strength and your power and your intelligence and your wealth that makes you above all. It is Allah the greatest, Allah the Almighty, Allah the High. We have to bring in our hearts. That only to know Allah and to recognize Allah. Everything. فَإِنَّمَا تُوَلُّوا فَسَمَّ وَجُّ اللَّهِ. That whichever direction I turn, whichever direction I see, I only see Allah and nobody else but Allah. I only know Allah, Sibghat Allah. Color yourself with the color of Allah. Know Allah, recognize Allah. This is what this effort is all about. Shu'ayb radiallahu anhu, when he was making hijrat, when he was making hijrat and when the Quraysh tried to prevent him, to stop him on the way, what did he tell them? It's a simple matter. All my slaves and all my money is for you. All my slaves and all my money is for you. My hijrat and my iman and my meeting Nabi Sassam is more valuable than that. This is what we have to understand. Coming out in the path of Allah. That is why the hadith also says that if you miss one salah, is you have lost everything. You have lost all your wealth. You have lost your family. How long it takes to accumulate wealth. How long it takes to make a family. But one salah, if you compare that to your one salah, is nothing. Your whole family and your whole wealth is nothing. And that is what Shu'ayb radhiyallahu anhu is telling us. To go out in the path of Allah is more valuable than our own family and our own business and everything else. We are going out to learn Allah. To know Allah, to recognize Allah, to bring Allah in our hearts. When you got Allah, you've got everything. You've got Allah, you've got everything. But if you don't have Allah, you have nothing. You have nothing. You are relying on yourself. خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. Insan is weak. Insan is weak. We need the help of Allah. That's the dua that Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us. That hidayat. I need your guidance for the day. Read Fajr namaz and you'll be under the responsibility of Allah. Read Surah Yasin and I will make your day easy for you. Hand our life over to Allah. Not myself. I can't do. I don't know. Allah knows. Inna Allah bi kulli shayin alim. Allah knows everything. Inna Allah bi kulli shayin basir. Allah sees everything. Every day we read Surah Yasin. What Allah says in the Quran, Yasin, Allah teaches us. Wa ayatul lawmul layl. Wa ayatul lawmul layl. One simple ayat. Naslakhu minun nahar. The sign of night, the sign of night is the qudrat of Allah. How Allah brings night and how Allah brings day. You came Fajr time, it was dark, it was night. You are leaving from Fajr Salah, it is day, it is light. Who brought this? You came in darkness and you're going to light. You came to the masjid in darkness and you're going home in light. Yukallibu al-layla wa al-nahar. Who is the one that has changed the night to day and the day into night? In Jannah there will be darkness, but no night. And in Jannah there will be light, but no day. Here we understand night to when the sun is gone, and we understand day to be when the sun comes out. But Allah shows us the qudrat that in Jahannam there will be darkness, but no night. And in Jannah there will be light but no day. The qudrat of Allah. So this is why it is said that we have to go out in the path of Allah. We have to make niyat to understand. Coming out in the path of Allah is to learn our iman yakin. It's got to do with akhirat. When the last 10 paras of the Quran was revealed to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's hair started turning white. The worry and concern, a person's hair turned only white, is when a person has a worry and concern. If his son is not doing the right thing, he starts worrying, starts grieving. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's concern and worry was when the ayahs of the akhirah, the qiyamah. One day of the day of qiyamah is 50,000 years. And every year is 100 years. Compare that to our 60 years and 70 years. You cannot even compare it. We're going to go into the qabr. That is why one of the du'as Nabi Sassam taught us, Allahumma inni fi ghamarat al-maut wa sakarat al-maut. That it is not the easy phase. It is not the easy time and moment when a person is leaving this world. The most important thing is to leave with iman. Make such an effort. We have to make an effort in ourselves, make effort in our iman, and make effort in the iman of others. We just read the story of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu yesterday. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. That will teach us that even they beat him to the value of the kalima was in his heart, that he was restless. Ya Rasulullah, we can't sit here. We have to tell the kuffar and the Quraysh who is Allah. We cannot sit here. And they beat him to such an extent that they thought he's going to die. In that halat, in that condition, how is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He is more worried of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam than his health. That's why his own people were wondering that what's wrong with this person. And it's not even that. When he went with the two ladies, with his mother and another lady, to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they're standing there, and when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam sees his situation, Allahu Akbar, tears in the eyes of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Tears in the eyes of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and they're looking at Abu Bakr radiallahu anhum. And even in that state, Ya Rasulullah, this is my mother. Give her dawah towards Islam. Let her read the shahadat. More important than his own life. More important for his mother was to bring iman, to be connected to Allah, to know Allah and to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what we have to understand. We have to become selfless. We have to become the selfless. Give ourselves. You say, what is the intention of coming out in the path of Allah? That when we come out in the path of Allah, we take our intelligence, our capabilities, our abilities, our strength, our health, wealth and time, and we give it to Allah. To increase our iman and increase the iman of the people. To go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my respected brothers, we have to understand this. This is a great effort. This is the work of the Anbiya al-Islam. There is no labeling of this name. This effort is on the effort of iman. This effort of iman will save us from the qabr, the azab of the qabr. This effort of iman will save us from the torment of the day of qiyamah. Imagine 1,500 years passing the pul sirat. What is going to save us? Who is going to help us? When Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was burying his daughter, she was making hijrat. Inna hijrat tahdi umma kana qablaha. That hijrat wipes out all the sins. And with all that you find he's burying his daughter. What a sad face. What a concern and grief. And he's making this dua that, Ya Allah, my daughter is weak. Save her from the azab of the qabr. Save her from the azab of the qabr. And Allah accepts his dua and comes out happy. My respected brothers, that is why we have so much of worry and concern for. In this dunya, we make so much of worry and concern for the family. That there must be bread in the house. There must be potatoes and onions in the house. There must be milk in the house. But what about the iman? What about the 5 times salah? Imagine you got a household that's not reading salah. Your son is not reading salah. Imagine the bare barakat in that house. Man aslah baynahu wa bayna Allah. Aslah Allah baynahu wa bayna khalqillah. That who repairs his relationship with Allah, Allah will repair his relationship with the creation. So for this we have to make effort. We have to make niyyah to go out in the path of Allah, to recognize what is the purpose and value of my life, my family's life. That is why we have the student jamaat, we have the mastura jamaat, we have the pedal jamaat, in just to gain the mercy of Allah. To gain the rahmat of Allah, nothing can help us. وَعَمَّ الَّذِينَ بِيَذَّدْ وُجُوهُمْ فَفِي رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ On the day of Qiyamah, how will we get the mercy of Allah? When a person's face will be glowing, how will their face glow? It can only glow when we make the effort of Allah, La ilaha illallah. When we make the effort of kalima La ilaha illallah, and we make the zikr of La ilaha illallah, then only it will glow on the day of Qiyamah. So for this, we have to make effort. We have to go out in the path of Allah. All of us make niyat, inshallah. For those of us who haven't been out for 4 months, inshallah, let's make intention. Let's make himmat. Let's have the courage. Alhamdulillah, many people went. Let me tell you something, that when you go out for 4 months, you're making no changes at home. Nothing is happening. No, nothing different is happening at home. If a stop sign is broken outside your house, when you come back, that stop sign will be still broken. Because you have done no difference to the environment. But bring difference to the environment of iman. Bring in a difference to the environment of the masjid. That your masjid, your halka, that your masjid wal jamaat has to increase. Many people must go out for 3 days. Many people must do ingash and outgash, so that the whole town can be covered monthly to monthly, so that the talks of iman yakin can be given. So for this, inshallah, let's make niyat, inshallah. Who is ready, inshallah?